Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It's a picture that's worth a thousand choruses of don't worry, be happy. Here in the seventh straight successful year of the recovery from the Great Recession, tucked into a corner of the Arizona desert, is a line of parked Union Pacific locomotives. It was discovered on Google Earth, so it is, as they say, visible from space. There are 292 of them, baking in the sun like so many dinosaur skeletons, in a line stretching almost 5 miles. They and the people who used to run them are now excess capacity for one of the country's largest freight haulers. In this, the seventh straight successful year of the Great Recovery. No one should be surprised, but even when you know the trade, the buying and selling of stuff, has been slowing down all over the world for years, it is startling to see such stark, graphic evidence that we are all in deep trouble. Rail freight tonnage in the U.S. is down by 11% in April compared with April last year. Volumes of oil, coal, and shipping containers are off even more sharply. Somewhere there are graveyards for excess railroad cars that dwarf the locomotive park. The world's great fleets of oil tankers, container ships, and dry cargo vessels, along with the world's largest ports, are contracting calamitously as the volumes of cargo shrink implacably. China, the economic miracle of the past decade with its 10% per year growth and bottomless appetite for oil, coal, and raw materials, is staggering to a hard landing. China now has a bottomless appetite for debt, which can only delay the landing, not soften it. Corporate profits so far in the United States for the first quarter of 2016 by the S&P 500 companies are down 8%. That's the third quarter of declining profits and the worst drop since 2009. Corporate defaults, failure to pay loans when due, are running at levels last seen in 2009, nearly 50 companies so far this year. Only two people I know of seem to understand the root of this problem, Henry Ford and Howard Davidovitz. Ford, according to persistent legend anyway, doubled his workers' wages because he realized that if they weren't making enough money to afford to buy one of his cars, he would go out of business. Never mind whether the story is true. It contains an important truth. Davidovitz, a world-class consultant to retail merchants, said upon analysis he found that the problem was that the consumer, on whom everyone is relying to save the economy, do not have, and I'm quoting here, any fucking money. Lord knows we've tried to help, mainly by allowing the consumer to borrow more. We showed him how to use his house as an ATM cash dispenser until he was so far in debt and underwater he tanked the economy of most of the civilized world. We raised the limits on his credit cards until they were all maxed out. We made financing a new car easier than buying a gun in Chicago, and that worked for a while. But everything has to be paid for eventually. Borrowed money has to be returned eventually, along with the interest. That's not just a theory like evolution. It's a fact, like gravity. We and much of the rest of the world have turned ourselves into a consumer economy just when the world's consumers, like the unfortunate pilot, ran out of airspeed, altitude, and ideas. A nation of bartenders and short-order cooks is unable to support the shopping malls we have provided for them. How did we ever convince ourselves that we could prosper by consuming without ever making anything. Now that we know we can't, what are we going to do? Elect Donald Trump? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.